This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 233 for Thursday, January 23rd. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ice futures canola market is showing gains on Thursday morning despite mixed sentiment in vegetable oils. European rapeseed is going in both directions while Malaysian palm oil is lower and Chicago soy oil is up. Crude oil is also higher. The Canadian dollar is down 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The March canola contract is up $6.30 per ton at $636.40. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are up while wheat is mostly down. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its cattle on feed report on Friday, with U.S. feedlot inventories expected to have declined by 0.4% as of January 1st compared to a year earlier. The USDA also reported on Wednesday a private export sale of 137,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations later this marketing year. ADM declared force majeure on Wednesday as grain vessels struggled to navigate conditions caused by the historic snowstorm along the Gulf of Mexico earlier this week. S&P Global estimated 2025 U.S. corn acreage to be 93.5 million acres, 700,000 more than last month's estimate, and up 2.9 million from last year. Algeria tendered for 240,000 tons of corn, with offers due on Thursday. The March corn contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.90. Dryness is in the forecast for much of Argentina today, but rains are expected for the next 5 days. Meanwhile, in Brazil, temperatures will be above normal in most of the southern two-thirds of the country. Dryness may return to northeastern regions and the top soybean-producing state of Mato Grosso in less than 2 weeks. S&P Global projected 2025 U.S. soybean acreage to be 83.3 million acres, down 700,000 from last month's estimate, and down 3.8 million from last year. The March soybean contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.62. Colder temperatures may have damaged dormant winter wheat in Nebraska and western Kansas in areas of insufficient snow cover. However, any damage could only be assessed in the springtime. The U.S. central and southern plains, as well as the central Midwest, should see above normal temperatures in a week, according to weather forecasts. Sovacon left its estimate for Russia's wheat crop steady at 78.7 million tons, despite 37% of the crop being rated in poor condition due to weather damage. The USDA attaché in Australia projected 2024-25 wheat production there at 32 million tons, up from 25.96 million the previous year. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.57. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.74. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is unchanged at $6.07 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, January 23rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.